Welcome to the Best Employee Podcast. This podcast is a great resource for anyone looking to improve their work skills. This episode is titled, How to Be a Good Manager, The Complete Guide. In this episode, we're going to highlight how to be a good manager, what is the manager's role, what it means to be a manager, who is called the manager, and what makes a good manager. Let's get started. How to be a good manager. Being a good manager requires more than just delegating tasks and maintaining a high level of productivity. To be an effective leader, you also need to be able to motivate and inspire your team, handle conflicts, and make tough decisions. In any organization, the manager plays a vital role. Good managers are always looking for ways to improve their own skills and the performance of their team. Not only are they responsible for leading and motivating their team, but they must also be able to effectively communicate with both their subordinates and their superiors. Being a good manager requires more than just organizational skills and the ability to delegate tasks. Good managers need to be able to motivate their employees. A good manager knows how to clarify objectives, give clear instructions, and provide feedback in a way that is both constructive and motivational. And they also should be able to set clear goals and help employees see how their work contributes to the company's success. While there's no one-size-fits-all recipe for success, there are certain qualities and practices that all good managers share. An effective manager is organized, efficient, they're able to keep track of deadlines and objectives and ensure that their team is on track to meet them. By following these tips, you can become a good manager that employees respect and enjoy working for. After our commercial breaks, we'll be highlighting, what is the manager's role? Here to help you meet your high standards for health and wellness is the Walgreens brand. With over 2,000 products, Walgreens vigorously tests each one to ensure it meets their high quality standards. Then Walgreens puts them to the test in the real world by you. And if that's not enough, Walgreens offers same-day delivery so you can get your hands on those products as soon as possible. Walgreens, here to meet your high standards for health and wellness. Welcome back. What is the manager's role? A manager's role is to foster a work environment that is conducive to employee productivity and satisfaction. To do this, managers must provide clear and concise communication, set expectations and deadlines, and offer feedback and support when needed. They should also create an environment where employees feel comfortable voicing their concerns and suggestions. When problems arise, managers should work to resolve them quickly and effectively. By creating a positive and productive work environment, managers can help to ensure that their team is able to function at its best. A manager needs to have a good understanding of the work that their team does so they can provide guidance and support when needed. As you can see, the manager's role is both demanding and complex, but however, it is also extremely rewarding as it offers the opportunity to make real differences in the lives of others. While it is impossible to list all the skills that a manager needs, these are some of the most important. A manager is essential to the success of any organization. If you have the necessary skills and qualities, then a career in management could be the perfect choice for you. Make sure to stick around so you don't miss what it means to be a manager. Starbucks Coffee Company is the leading retailer, roaster, and brand of specialty coffee in the world. Starbucks sells drip brew coffee, espresso-based hot drinks, and other hot cold drinks, snacks, and items such as mugs and tumblers through customer-operated stores. Today, you can find Starbucks coffee at a grocery store near you or enjoy one of their many signature drinks in their many comfortable cafes. Starbucks is proud to serve their customers delicious coffee that's roasted with precision. Starbucks' goal is to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. Starbucks Coffee. Visit one near you. Welcome back. What it means to be a manager. A manager is someone who is responsible for a team of people, and their primary goal is to ensure that the team meets its objective. This involves setting targets, developing strategies, and ensuring that adequate resources are available. Being a manager requires a great deal of responsibility, but it can be very rewarding because a manager is someone who can motivate and inspire the team to achieve their best. They're able to see the potential in people and help them unlock their full potential. A manager is someone who knows how to get the best out of people and knows how to build strong teams. A manager is someone who is able to make difficult decisions and take responsibility for their decisions. A manager is someone who is able to learn and grow so that they can be better tomorrow than they are today. Seeing a team succeed, thanks to your leadership, is one of the most gratifying experiences you can have. If you're considering a career in management, remember, it requires dedication and hard work. But if you're up to the challenge, it can be an immensely rewarding experience. In short, being a manager requires a unique blend of skills and attributes. Of course, no two managers are alike, and the specific duties of a manager will vary depending on the size of the type of the organization. However, there are some essential qualities that all successful managers share, such as strong communication skills, the ability to motivate others, and a high level of organization. With these qualities, a manager can provide the leadership that is essential for any organization to thrive. Please stay tuned to Who is Called the Manager? Many years ago, Walmart went into business with one purpose: to give you everyday prices on the things you need. Every day, Walmart celebrates many wonderful years with special rollback prices on hundreds of items throughout their stores. But most especially, Walmart celebrates all the wonderful people who make these many years possible. Walmart celebrates you. Welcome back. Who is called a manager? A manager is a problem solver and a decision maker who oversees the work of others. In many organizations, the title of manager is given to someone who is responsible for supervising a team of employees and ensuring that they are meeting performance goals. However, the role of manager can also encompass other functions such as budgeting, strategic planning, and personal development. The ability to effectively lead and motivate others is essential for any manager. Good managers are able to create a positive work environment where employees can thrive and reach their full potential. A manager is responsible for a team of employees, making sure that they are productive and efficient. They may also be responsible for new employees, developing employee schedules, and managing payroll. In order to be an effective manager, it is important to have strong leadership skills, as well as the ability to motivate and inspire others. Additionally, managers must be able to handle conflict resolution and have excellent communication skills. If you're interested in becoming a manager, it is important to first gain experience in a leadership role. This can be done by volunteering for leadership positions within organizations or by taking additional responsibilities at your current job. Once you have developed the necessary skills, you can begin applying for management positions. When applying for a management position, it is important to highlight your experience and skills on your resume and during interviews. Doing so will demonstrate to employees that you are capable of leading a team and meeting the demands of the position. With the right experience and skills, you can be a successful manager. After our final break, we'll be highlighting what makes a good manager. Publix is a quality food retailer that has been providing the best possible shopping experience for over 80 years. Publix always strives to provide their customers with their best possible service and shopping experience, from providing quality products to making sure each store is clean and inviting. Publix's mission is to be the premier quality food retailer in the world, and they're well on their way. At Publix, they believe that shopping should be a pleasure. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Welcome back. What makes a good manager? One of the most important qualities of a good manager is the ability to get the best out of the team. They motivate and inspire others to do their best work, and they create an environment that is conducive to growth and success. A good manager also has a strong understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses, and they use this knowledge to build a well-rounded team that can complement their skill sets. They will also be able to delegate tasks effectively and give clear instructions. A good manager is always looking for ways to improve, and they are constantly seeking new challenges that will help them grow as a leader. Good managers also create an environment where people feel valued and respected. As I shared earlier, good managers are an important asset to any organization. They play a vital role in ensuring that the work is completed on time and at its highest standards. By creating a positive work environment, they boost employee morale and motivation. Ultimately, the most important quality of a good manager is the ability to get the best out of their team and help them reach their full potential. A good manager is also a good communicator, and they make sure that everyone's on the same page. Lastly, a good manager is always learning and growing, and they are always looking for ways to improve their skills. Thank you for listening to How to Be a Good Manager, the Complete Guide. I appreciate your time, and I hope that you found the information helpful. In today's competitive job market, it is more important than ever to find ways to improve your performance at work. By taking the initiative to learn new skills and develop your abilities, you can make yourself a highly sought-after employee who is beneficial to work with. With a little effort, you can transform yourself into the kind of employee that any organization would be glad to have on their team. Thanks again for listening, and best of luck in your career.